The pervasiveness of the language around the world has become a growing concern for the UN, particularly as violent terrorist organizations such as ISIL use the media to spread their messages of hate and recruit new followers. The UN's High Representative for the Alliance of Civilizations, Nasser Abdelaziz Al-Nasser, said the recent refugee and migrant crisis gripping Europe has also spurred an uptick in the spread of hate speech.
There has been a sharp rise in incidents of both governments and individuals using hate speech against migrants and minority communities.
Citing past instances where hate speech was used to incite violence, Christina Gayak, head of public information at the UN, said the phenomenon was nothing new.
Hate speech has been with us for a long time. We will never forget the slaughter of over 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus during a brief 3-month period in Rwanda in 1994. And we will never forget either the 8 million Jews plus 5 million others who perished because of a hateful vision.
Nevertheless, Ms. Gayak said the speed at which hate speech could now reach audiences worldwide presented unique challenges.
Communication tools such as social media and the internet allow these individuals to broadcast their hate speech easily and to do it to millions. We have a big problem in our hands.
Jean-Paul Laborde is the executive director of the UN's Counterterrorism Executive Directorate. He agreed that today's interconnected world allowed hate speech to reach more people faster.
With the speed at which information now circulates around the world, particularly through the internet and social media, many manifestations of hate speech are increasingly visible.
Mr. Laborde said, unlike today, addressing hate speech in the past was relatively straightforward.
Because they proliferate through social media is not what it was in the past. I remember the time I was a judge in my country and a book promoting this idea was published. It was easy. I was confiscating the book. What do you want to confiscate now? That's really the problem.
Still, public information head Ms. Gayak said she believed hate speech could be countered, but doing so would require concrete steps from governments.
Pass and enforce laws that prohibit the incitement of hatred and violence, and use communications to establish a counter-messaging to hate speech.
Dr. Agnes Calamard is the director of Global Freedom of Expression and Information at Columbia University in New York. She told participants that the challenge for governments and media alike was a lack of a clear understanding of what constitutes hate speech.
Unfortunately, the international human rights legal system has not been very systematic in how it has handled hate speech, creating quite a bit of differences and distinctions, and thus not giving governments, states, and civil societies a necessary framework for handling hate speech.
Wednesday's symposium was the first of several such meetings the UN will hold in locations around the world on the topic. A social media campaign using the hashtag #SpreadNoHate has also been launched by the UN as part of the initiative. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.